Observations column. Titled, The Seat of the False Prophet. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. In Revelation 14 verse 8 we read this, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. When we find repetition in a Bible verse, we should pay close attention. We covered the 14th chapter several weeks ago, but now we see firsthand why that verse has such significance. Last week, as we studied the judgment against the seat of the beast, it was a study for Jesus' initial judgment against the seat of power of the beast, Antichrist. As the Lord judges and dismantles Satan's world system, there will be a reluctance among those who worship the beast, but the dismantling must continue if Christ is to reign eternally. Satan and all his works must be put down. Otherwise, like the Jews did not wipe out the Amalekites as ordered by God, it was an Amalekite who later came and killed King Saul. It is the false prophet that becomes the second target of Jesus' twofold attack against Satan's twofold kingdom on earth. The beast will be a human raised up to be worshipped as a god, and the false prophet is the man chosen to lead that worship and cause many to simply abandon the truth and adhere to the lies of Satan. This grand deception will be costly to the eternal life of many. No longer will a heavenly realm be promoted, but followers will be duped into thinking that mankind can bring peace to the earth, resolve all conflict, and provide for financial security, as well as social justice for all. The false prophet's congregation will be worldwide, spanning the globe and reaching across the oceans. The Antichrist will be a dead man being used as Satan's puppet, speaking lies and false hope. The hope in a one-world system that will bring peace and unity to all peoples around the world. Yet their hope is exactly the opposite of what the Word of God states. Today in chapter 17, we are introduced to the great whore of Babylon, who sits on many waters. The description tells us that the worldwide acceptance of the Antichrist and his miraculous recovery causes a type of worship that can only be described as religious. The woman who rides the beast is the religious system, which provides an avenue through which the false prophet can lead. This is the seat of the false prophet. The first fallen is for the beast. The second is for the false prophet. Revelation 14 verse 8. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.